Good afternoon, everyone, once again. I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I am grateful for today and very much grateful to the Lord, giving him praises and thanks, for he has given us another chance to praise and talk about his word. And so thank you for taking your time listening to my podcast. And I pray to God that the broadcast will widen your eyes and ears spiritually so that you can perfectly understand the word of God. And so today I would like to talk about discharges causing uncleanliness. I think there are some things that most of the religious leaders or we don't understand well when we read the Bible, but I would like to clarify it very clearly according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And I would like to talk about the book of Leviticus chapter 15. And that's what I will talk about today, the whole chapter, and how God guides us, because I'm sure most of us don't know about that. Or rather, we know, but we don't follow because we are too much into the new system of religion where people talk about when the New Testament came and everything was cleaned. But I think it will be better if we live according to how God wants us to live and how God guides us to live according to his books. That's why we have the books to guide us. And so for that, may we close our eyes and give thanks to God so that he can guide us through his Holy Spirit and help us to understand his word more. So let's close our eyes and pray. Heavenly Father, we glorify your name. We say thank you for this day. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your love. We thank you very much that we are still alive. And thank you for everything that you have given to us. All kind of blessings, all kind of limitations, everything, because you told us in your word, everything is done according to the good of the believers. We ask for forgiveness for everything that we did, everything that did not please you before your eyes, either by word, thought, or deed. Please forgive us, Lord. We ask for forgiveness even for those who went before us, God. We ask you, God, to forgive us, and may you leave the grace, God, upon us. We ask for your Holy Spirit to guide us in your word today. May he be a guidance in every word that we are going to utter, and every kind of word that we are going to talk, God, may it come from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, I say thank you even to the listener for the kind of life they are living, for the kind of faith they are in, God. May your hand of mercy go upon them. May they all be able to understand your word according to how you want them to understand it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And so I will start by reading some of the verses. And the first verse, as I had said before, that is Leviticus 15, in the book of Leviticus chapter 15. And it reads like, "And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, speak to the Israelites and say to them, when any man has an unusually bodily discharge, such a discharge is unclean." So this is the chapter 15, verse 1. So it was not specified whether it's a woman or a man, but it was said man. When any man has unusually bodily charge, so discharge. So this is to both of us, the ladies and the men. And the Lord says such a discharge is unclean, whether it continues flowing from his body or is blocked, it will make him unclean. This is how his discharge will bring about uncleanliness. So, and still God said, anyone who touches his bed must wash their clothes and bathe with water, and they will be unclean till evening. So anybody who is having a discharge, anybody who touches the person who is having the discharge is dirty. So in this matter, I can emphasize more to the women than to men. We understand, we women, and I think it's something that is not being preached, and I have just come live to talk about it because I am very sure the Holy Spirit guided me, because I was going through the Bible, I was reading, and I was pushed to talk about this. There are women who don't know. They fast when they are in their menses, they pray when they are in their menses, and after the menses, nobody has ever told us what to do. But if we go to second Samuel chapter 11 verse 4, we see when Bathsheba, there's a verse 4 goes like, I will read it, chapter 4, then David sent messengers to her. David sent messengers to get her. She came to him. Let me start from verse 2. That is 2 Samuel chapter 11. Let me start reading the first part of it. In the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men with the whole Israelite army. They destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David remained in Jerusalem. One evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful, and David sent someone to find out about her. The man said, "She is Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam and the wife of Uriah." Then David sent messengers to get her. She came to him and he slept with her. Now she was purifying herself from her monthly uncleanliness. This is where the point is. Even the Bible is telling us clearly that after your monthly menses, you have to clean yourself, which means it's not directed only for the women, but only the men can, because it is talking about any discharge in the book of Leviticus. It tells us any kind of discharge. So we see here, Bathsheba is a clear picture to show us that even after menses or any kind of discharge, you still have to bath, of which I think most of us don't know about it. And so if you go back to the book of Leviticus, verse 15, chapter 19, the Lord says, when a woman has a regular flow of blood, the impurity of her monthly period will last 7 days, and anyone who touches her will be unclean till evening. Which means when you are in your menses, you are also dirty. You are also unclean. So this is a clear picture where God is showing us how to live and how to present ourselves to him when we are clean. So it's not all about going to church and praying and fasting, even in each and every kind of situation, because men are also directed that when they are also having any kind of discharge, like if you go to chapter 20, verse 24, the same chapter, chapter 15, verse 24, the Lord says, if a man has sexual relations with her and her monthly flow touches him, he will be unclean for 7 days too. Any bed he lies on will be unclean. When a woman has a discharge of blood for many days at the time other than her monthly period, or has a discharge that continues beyond her period, she will be unclean as long as she has the discharge. So we have to be careful about what God is telling us. God is talking about discharge. The discharge as a kind of uncleanliness, which is not wanted in times of worship. And so chapter 28 goes like, when she is cleansed from her discharge, she must count off 7 days, and after that she will be ceremonially clean. So we all know, for the ladies who have 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, you still have to stay for 7 days, and after that you have to take shower. You have to bath with clean water. Yeah. So that's because at the end of the chapter, verse 32, it says, these are the regulations for a man with a discharge. For anyone made unclean by an emission of semen, for a woman in her monthly period, for a man or a woman with a discharge, and for a man who has sexual relations with a woman who is ceremonially unclean, we should consider taking shower to purify ourselves. And you see, also, I still emphasize on chapter 20, verse 24, it says, if a man has sexual relations with her, it also shows, it also tells us that it's not only about periods, but also about intimacy. That is also regarded as uncleanliness to God. And after that, we have to take shower. And for a clear confirmation about it, you can go and read the book of Leviticus chapter 15. And you can also read 2 Samuel chapter 11. You can start from verse 1 to verse 5, 6 there, where it clearly shows where Bathsheba was taking shower because of her monthly menses. And I am very much grateful, and I hope that this word, you will understand this word. And I always say, in case of any questions, I will leave my number so that you can ask me, because I am sure these are things that we are never taught. We just go to church, we just read the Bible, especially the book of Leviticus. I understand it's very difficult because it sounds like it is repeating itself every now and then, but it's a very interesting word. A very interesting book that it talks about cleanliness and offerings and sacrifices according to how God wanted us to do them. And from this word of today, I truly glorify the name of the Lord, because He has given me the chance to talk about it. And I am sure I am helping a soul that is always asking their questions because they cannot discuss about this with their pastors or what. But I'm sure through this broadcast, you will be able to understand how God wants us to go according to cleanliness and uncleanliness. And I say thank you very much for being with me. And in case of any question, you can follow me in my Instagram account at Prophetess Biushi, and I'm preparing you to, very soon we'll meet in YouTube Live. So I'm very much grateful for your support, for listening to my podcast. And in case of any questions, I'm available at number +43 0660 620 0650. And as always, before we close, we have to close with a word of prayer. And so let's close our eyes for the word of prayer. But maybe today I might be longer with a prayer, because I'm just guided to pray for many people and a lot of things. And so let's close our eyes and pray. Heavenly Father, we glorify your name. We say thank you for this day. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your love. Thank you for uplifting our souls. Thank you for holding our hands together through the body of Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross. We ask for forgiveness. Lord, forgive us in each and every way, in each and every word, in each and every step that we did that did not please you, God. Forgive us, O Lord. Let your Holy Spirit be our guidance. Let your word, God, be our guidance. Give us the heart, God, to know you better. Let us be thirst, God, to want to know you better. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I know there are people who don't understand your word. I know there are people who have been lost in the wrong word. I know there are people who are lost in the false gospel. God, as I am praying today, I know the true Holy Spirit, I know the true Spirit will go and touch their heart, God, will touch their souls, God, to make them understand the real you, to make them understand the real word that comes from you, God. God, salvage your people from the false prophecy. God, salvage your people from the false word. God, salvage your people from the false teachings, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I believe you're going to do wonders in their souls, God. I know you're going to open their eyes, God, to have the spiritual eyes to see the truth, to speak the truth, and to know the truth, and to understand the truth. I know there are those who are fighting with sickness. Maybe it is a way that you are using to uplift them up. I know those who are suffering with poverty. I know it is your way of uplifting them up. I know, God, those who are suffering in every kind of suffering. I know it is your way, God, of uplifting them up. Let them understand it according to your word, according to the story of Job, God. I know it is through them that they are going to receive their salvage in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I know, God, you're going to do wonders. I know, God, you're going to make your people understand your word in the mighty name of Jesus. I say thank you even for the word that I have preached today, because I know it is not from my own strength, but I know it is through your guidance, Lord. And I say thank you, God, for making me your servant, that I am preaching your word today in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you very much, and be blessed.